This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. About the last thing you need if you're running a business in this economy is a week like the past week or so has been. Even though we are 6 years past the Great Recession, a recovery that's been too slow by half starts to feel a little bit at risk. We talk to Lisa Goldenberg from time to time to get a little bit of small business ground truth. She's the president of the Delaware Steel Company of Pennsylvania. We got her on the line again. Lisa, good to talk to you again.
Great to be here.
So broadly speaking, how's business?
I'll give it a fair. I'll give it a B, B minus, could always be better. We're still in recovery period. You and I have been talking for a couple of years now. And recovery, good recovery, takes a long time, years, 10 years.
10 years, so really?
It really does. Because when you're coming off of such a shaky foundation, we had a lot of big adjusting to do. And we had a really solid fall. So as we've spoken, you don't want to just shoot right up on growth. It has to be a slow progression. So to be back where you need to be, it takes a long time.
How much are you keeping an eye on China, right? I mean, that's the news of the day, the slowdown over there, what they're trying to do. Is that a big factor for you?
Well, China's a big factor every day. The new news, if we want to call it new, is not particularly new to me. The way the Chinese operate is sort of full court press and then rein it in. Full court press and then rein it in. So we've been anticipating this pullback. I can't say I anticipated a full devaluation of currency or the drama of it all, but the Chinese is the largest steel producing market in the world. So, you know, I'm watching it every day.
Yeah. Let me tick through a couple of things and you tell me whether they're working for you or against you. The value of the U.S. dollar, the strong currency, it's way up now.
Against me.
Yeah, in a big way.
In a big way. I am, for my daily business, a proponent of a much weaker dollar. I understand some of the advantages in a broader sense, but for my business, it rocks my world. Hmm. I am a big exporter of what's referred to as secondary or off-prime material to third world countries all over the world. And I have zero business, not a little, zero, when the dollar is strong.
Okay, cost of shipping and freight. Oil's down, so it's got to be cheaper for you, yeah?
Not really. In the United States, there are so many other factors to shipping across this country than the cost of fuel. We want our drivers to be insured. We want the roads to be safe. We want drivers to be certified and have proper resting times and have way stations and all the things that we're used to in a developed, sophisticated economy, and those things are very, very expensive.
Last question, and this is, it's way more subjective, not just a little bit more subjective. What's it like for you running a company in a competitive economy where it sounds like you're killing yourself to get a B? How do you keep going?
It's brutal. You and I have talked about how to stay fresh, how to exercise, breathe, learn to meditate, take more yoga. It's very, very stressful. It wears you down. And keeping your employees motivated, keeping their families safe and secure and confident is a full-time job. Mm-hmm. This economy is not for the faint of heart. This is tough.
Lisa Goldenberg is the president of the Delaware Steel Company of Pennsylvania. Lisa, thanks very much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Take care.